Welcome to the Time Agency. Mission 1, Asylum. Prepare for transfer, Agent.
So now what happens?
I think we read a very specific mission failed card.
Man.
Let's not go down there again.
Well, look at all the stuff we're getting.
Beaten?
What of these could be important?
That's true.
Not if we don't get out alive.
Well, we're not worried about dying ourselves. I mean, we are, but we're not. Because, I mean,
well, no, but if all of us dying sends us back to the future,
yeah,
we just lost all that we gained.
Just read one. We failed.
Bob looks like he just smelled shit. Bob is there when you wake up, but he's not happy. Truth be told, he's furious. What? I can't believe it. Who gave me idiots like this? Seriously, guys, you agreed to take part in a ritual when your mission was to prevent the formation of a temporal fault? I can guarantee you that this will be a standing resume. Okay, at least you discovered the crypt where everything seems to happen. I think this is the wrong one. We didn't discover the crypt.
But the other one says something about the crypt, too.
Oh.
We're in the crypt, aren't we?
We're in the crypt? Okay.
I thought we're in the catacomb. Oh, probably it's all connected, probably.
That's okay. What I'm saying, is it's hard to say because the other one says... Honestly, I don't think it matters. Read the bottom part.
We've got your travel log and can send a team to fix all this unless you want to go fix it yourselves. But you better get some rest for your next mission. Dismiss. Take item 28.
Both cards say take item 28.
Okay, cool.
In one, he's pissed. In one, he's not pissed.
Oh.
But we didn't agree to be in a ritual.
But see, here's
maybe
the thing.
Maybe that's if we follow the doctor.
Here's the thing. Is we personally didn't agree to be in a ritual. But if you remember, we've been seen as a group. The doctor says that he met with us the day before and wants us to follow him. Both so maybe our characters we're playing agree to be part of the ritual.
Yeah, I don't know.
So maybe we should just follow the doctor, go straight to the doctor's office, follow him, and see where he takes us.
We'll figure out what item 28 is. But both of them are very vague and generic, and both of them include a word that neither one of them makes me think that you guys were correct.
All agents are dead, in which case you must immediately read the mission failed TU card.
Which are those
two? Mission failed TU card.
Yeah. Which are both of these.
Okay, so we read the wrong one.
So item 28 doesn't matter. So I guess you guys just restart at 30.
Okay, so let's reset, because we got...
Let's just reset to the day room.
Yeah, oh yeah. Now, knowing about our fights, do we want to bring in any brawlers?
So are we just going to try to go straight to the doctor's office? It's probably not a good idea, honestly.
We have this information, though.
Yes.
So, we can go with
doctor.
That.
You want to go straight to the doctor?
Yeah. So, send it to you there. Got that. Doctor.
Yes.
Two.
All right. So, we are going to the doctor's office. Okay. Now.
Do we want to look here?
That is a photograph. Like I said, all that's there is a photograph of the staff. And so far, this symbol and this symbol have been on one of those people. We know that there's probably five stars, five sets of numbers, or letters, and symbols. Each one of those individuals is probably part of that.
Cool.
That's all it is.
Okay.
It's not that important. So
it doesn't list names? It doesn't...
That's it. It's just a picture. No names.
No recognizable
just
faces?
Just those symbols. No. They're really not recognizable.
Like no obvious Josephine or...
Not that I can tell.
Okay.
I mean, if you want to look at it...
I can look at it. And then we're going to have to move to the next square anyway, and I can move with
you.
That's
true.
Yeah, okay.
So I'll look at it.
Okay. So
I can't want to look at it,
move
too.
The purple one, yeah.
So you guys open this one, we'll open this one.
Okay. All right, so he wants us to follow him. And I think we're going to do that. It's not that really nothing there, right?
Although I wonder if the first time we followed him, if we would have seen the map, and then we could have came back a second time and just killed him, and then just made the map ourselves because we already knew what it looked like,
maybe.
The layout.
Maybe. I think it takes you to an entirely different location.
Oh, maybe.
See, it's not all that recognizable.
It's not the same symbols. It's one out of the middle, and then one the circle with the X. It's not the ones I was expecting.
Yeah, the symbols in the middle in red are different from the ones in the points of the pinnacle.
Are they?
Or between them. Yeah, because we have them here. Mm-hmm. And there's one that, I mean, this looks very similar to this one. This one even kind of looks similar to maybe this one or this one, but...
That's not what I meant. You have a circle with a star in it.
Mm-hmm.
Inside the middle is a number 3 or correct. Number 5. There's a little red symbol in there.
Yes.
They match these.
No,
yes,
they don't.
Correct. But they don't match these that are inside.
Right.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Because I was starting to think, okay, is there a way to correspond the number to get an order outside of the pentagram? But I don't know.
Let's see.
Okay, see, this is in the middle.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
This is on both out here.
No, that's not the same thing. This symbol on the actual star is a full circle with an X in the middle of it.
You're
that
right, this extends.
Hair. That's a crosshair.
Yep, you're right.
So it's a difference of when the crosshair was next to the 5.
You're right.
So you just drew them so wonky that you confused yourself.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Okay.
Cool.
We want to follow Herr Doktor. Right.
Is that the plan?
Yep.
Spin the temporal.
So all 4 of us go. Count.
We follow and take this token. Reveal. Oh, no. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
This one. Yep. Okay, follow the doctor who lights his way with his lamp to a maze of tunnels, a true labyrinth, until you reach the metallic door that seems to open only from the inside. Says, the rest is in your hands. We're counting on you. Professor Desmaratu is waiting for you on the other side. I'll meet up with you shortly. He turns to go back the way he came, closing the door behind him. Take items 9 and 17.
That's what flip this over. That guy looks like one of the things we fought in, the one that had, like, the double head.
Which is a map.
Mm-hmm.
Got the mustache, but I'm pretty sure that's a typical mustache in the 1920s.
17 is one of these.
Mm-hmm.
Put that map on there. Oh, yeah, your team heads to location 9. The doctor's office is now closed. Put a yellow, one of those little yellow circles over it because it is no longer available.
Hey, look, you got to the park.
I should have drawn these the way you did.
Did we really?
I'm
it
sorry.
Also says a pinnacle spotted on the corner of the labyrinth.
Who's the time captain, me? Person? You're supposed to roll because you went from place to place?
3.
I will go ahead and read card 9 since nobody is around. Oh, look, there's that symbol again.
I've seen that before, haven't I?
That is the one thing I would have definitely been writing down.
What?
Those. And where I found them. Okay, location 9. You're now in the park. A glacial wind blows and throws the branches of the oaks into a frenzy. In front of you, a gravel path splits into multiple directions. To the north, on your left, the path leads into the woods. You see smoke off in the distance. In front of you, a small esplanade holds a music kiosk. A third path heads southward toward the back of the park.
We got that symbol before. Where did we get that at? Did anybody remember? The pink. Yeah. I'm pretty sure we've had that before. Or maybe it was...
I think I got it from that douchebag with a plunger.
This, that symbol?
I think so.
He didn't give a shit, did he?
He gave us a pink symbol, and then...
And then the pink symbol was the thing we guys walked around it to unlock it.
Or maybe it was a different pink symbol.
It might have been a different pink symbol.
Yeah.
Like I said, we've had all the pink symbols except for, the square pink one.
So what are you fellas doing?
I think we're waiting for them to draw. Because I'm not going to draw
shit,
because
I'm about to
tell what it is.
Well, I mean, and also Jeff and Flynn to say what they want to do.
I feel like I would be drawn here because it's over toward
the
right
there.
Yeah.
So pink and purple.
We're waiting on you and Jeff.
Okay, sorry.
Path number 1, path number 2, path number 3.
And there's smoke off to the left.
Middle.
Left.
All right, bro.
What do we got?
Uh-oh.
Shit.
That good, huh?
Great, I need item 11.
You need item 11?
God damn.
Did you open up another?
Greenhouse.
Okay.
And I wandered down the path, found the greenhouse, and outside of the greenhouse are the large prints of some great animal.
Which you saw previously.
Yes.
The manticore.
We came upon blood in the middle of the gazebo. There's a trapdoor underneath it that requires a key that we don't have.
Is it one that we recognize?
It is not.
So there's a shredded man's suit and a bunch of blood.
Something
like a black suit?
Yeah, like claw suit and claw marks.
Well, all you guys got the easy way out because I walked up to a man holding a gun up to my face.
What's he tell you?
Nice.
So you gotta fight him?
He called me a sorcerer. So he said, I'm not gonna let you act free, you sorcerer.
What do you have to do?
I can either reason with him or I can attack him, which I'm going to attack him because I don't have any reason.
Okay.
Well, there is a reason you want to live.
I mean, I don't have any of the...
You don't have enough.
Of the
right.
Yeah.
And you're rolling at a -1, right? Is your alone?
Yep. I don't know. Maybe I should try to reason with him because I won't lose any. I won't try to reason with him because I won't lose nothing from it, actually.
That's true. But you can't. You roll zero.
Oh, that's true. So I'm forced to attack him.
You could do nothing until we can get over there and beat his ass.
I am locked. So I am going to do nothing.
So you'll have to do nothing.
But we all have, you know, mind powers and whatnot and talk to each other.
We know all this.
Need some fucking help.
So we know that we spent one temporal unit to do nothing this turn, or to move. Yeah.
Jeff, if you move with me, I won't lose another to you.
Yep.
Okay, so we're all going here?
Yep.
Okay, I have three that I can reason with him with.
Okay. I have two that I can...
Now, see, we get different items. We either get item 14 or item 15. No, we don't know what those are, but he has a gun, so I'm assuming if we kill him,
it's probably the
bullet or whatever.
Yeah. Yep. So I would say let's reason with him.
Okay.
Now I've got three I can work with.
I will have two now.
One.
Three left.
Nothing? What do you have?
I have two.
There's three. One left.
Two.
There it is.
So give us item 14.
Which is?
An NPC!
This card represents Jules, an ally who accompanies you for the rest of the game.
Cool.
Place three shield skulls on this card. When the owner of the card fights against an enemy, Jules can help. For each skull discarded, opponent loses one of theirs. When all three tokens have been used, Jules can...
So who should we give this guy to?
Basically, he's a human shield.
Yeah. Who needs a human shield the most? Probably someone with the least amount of health.
I only have least amount of health or fight points.
Yeah. Because it looks like for each skull shield discarded, opponent loses one of theirs. Does that mean skull shield?
Yeah.
I'm guessing that's skull shield. And so we need someone who, if they rolled skulls, doesn't have the resistance to fight.
Okay.
I have two resistance and two health.
I also have two resistance and three health.
I have two resistance and three health.
Four resistance, two health.
Okay, so you should get it.
I'll take Jules.
Okay.
Jules suspects the medical team of practicing sorcery. As proof, he hands you a piece of paper he says he found near the kiosk. Item 13, please. He also claims that for a number of months now, animal cries have been coming out of the ground every night.
It's
a letter.
Aw, dicks. Another one of these.
Don't get that looking.
This is from 1920, October of 1920, so this is like a year ago. Maybe not that much, 6 months. Dear doctor, I have finally found an entrance to the crypt. As you'd suggested, a riddle which only the esoteric arts could pierce was hidden in that damn gate. The solution had been under our eyes from the start. We had to subtract its number and not add it. All that was then left was to add it to the password. Let's break the rules, my dear Hyacinth. We'll finally be able to move on to the second stage of our dream, recruiting five new patients to complete the ritual. This will allow us to forget the painful previous experiment.
So, what was the add subtract thing again?
We had to subtract its number and not add it.
Mm.
All that was then left was to add it to the password.
Plus, 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 plus.
Minus.
Minus.
Four pluses, one minus on the pin.
Yep. We had to subtract its number.
If it's a cipher, you might be moving around the dial.
Mm-hmm. So, do you think that room with the puzzles where we have to go, you think? Because that's what it's pointing to, it seems like.
Remember
the room in the crypt?
The door we couldn't open earlier?
Yeah.
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 We gotta figure out how to...
We don't know how to crack the code.
We gotta figure out how to crack the code now. I think that's... I guess I might be the first one that figured this out. Or
is there anywhere else we haven't been yet?
Greenhouse. Trap door.
We don't have a key for the trap door. Somebody has a key for the trap door that we don't have.
But we've only found two keys, correct?
Either that, or if we killed this guy, he had it. One of the two. No, he didn't.
We haven't seen this key yet.
Yeah, we've never seen this key before.
Yeah.
So, there's literally no other place we've been that had a key in it. That key.
Well, we have to, I think we need more pieces to the puzzle, so we might as well just go to the greenhouse, correct? I mean...
Can we go to the greenhouse?
What gate is he talking about?
Let's go to the greenhouse.
Do what?
What gate is that letter talking about?
I think it's the one that had the, enter the code here.
Remember, we could go back to the catacombs, we could go left down the stairs where we fought all those creatures, or there's one in the middle we couldn't figure out the code? I think it's talking about that gate.
That's got to be the gate that we couldn't open.
It's one of your symbols.
Yeah. It was gate. It was number three.
It was three.
Three.
Yeah.
I think we got to crack the code, and that's where we will find the fault in time.
We're all moving to the greenhouse. Two. Location 11 is Le Greenhouse. The greenhouse is immense. Within a few seconds of entering, you feel like you're in a tropical forest. The air is hot and humid, the vegetation invading and oppressive. As you start to step down the walkway, you're forced to push aside the brush to clear a way through the plants and branches. On your left, you hear soft sounds of a waterfall, accompanied by numerous bird songs. Straight ahead of you, a small basin holds the water that flows from the waterfall. To your right, not far from you, grunting noises can be heard in the midst of the luxuriant vegetation. So don't go to the right.
I'm going to the right.
You are going to die. I'm going to go to the basin in the middle. I want to go to the waterfall.
It's going
to
be the rapey guy from earlier.
Or the circle friend jerking off with our plunger.
What's that noise?
Yeah. Is that what we're doing?
That's where I'm going.
Hey, I'm going to the basin.
Since you're probably going
to
find
it. Oh, God.
I need item number one, please.
Oh, number one.
You guys are going to be so pissed.
Hey, item 21.
It ruins everything.
21.
It really does. Anyway. Oh, that ruins everything. It really does. Flynn, what are you doing?
I need item 21.
Are you done with that? Can I see it?
It was big, whatever it was.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, so I'll explain mine.
Yeah, you go right ahead.
At the basin, there is a dead man. He is...
I bet there is.
...clawed up, torn apart. Pieces of his suit seem to be missing, so that might be the guy who was taken from the music kiosk. There is a wallet with an identity card. His name is Eric Desmarteau, and a large metallic key.
Oh, yeah, it is. Right.
Now we gotta get there.
Oh, yeah, we gotta get there.
It also has a...
Is it number 7 in the middle?
7 and the letters.
Okay, I'll look at that once we see if we die or not.
You're gonna be pissed off when you find out what I have.
Do you wanna go next?
Sure. So what I'm looking at is basically a giant golden statue of a manicure. With some strange symbols on the side, and in the middle I find this, which is number 8 of all of these stars that we thought were only a 5.
Yeah, and I have 7.
Mm-hmm. Behind the waterfall in the greenhouse, we find the statue of creature. Its base held the following symbols. So
why is that things up for?
Because we thought there were only 5?
Yeah.
Oh.
Because they assumed that there were 5.
But here's something interesting. There are letters on here, but there are not these symbols. I don't know if these are as significant as we think they are.
Okay.
The ones out here.
It doesn't mean they're not.
It doesn't mean that they're not, but...
So,
this symbol right there?
Yeah.
That was on the painting, on the photograph of the staff.
Correct.
Does yours have the little up at an angle across and then down?
Yeah.
Is it number 7?
Yeah.
Okay.
You think it's just the symbol in the middle that's significant?
I don't know.
And not the stuff around the outside?
Let me deal with the fucking manicure.
Wait, you guys found a manicure?
Yeah, we found the fucking
manicure.
Oh, those
noises we found, it was a winged creature with the body of a lion, and a scorpion's tail attacks you.
Give me dice.
How many do you need?
4.
6 skulls.
6 skulls?
Yes. No, I'm sorry, 3. Yeah, just 1.
Jules, get him!
Jules is with you.
Yeah, I know.
Sorry. Let me go first.
Okay. Move a unit.
Here's our action.
Well, I guess it's not going to matter this round.
Shit, son.
1. And I take a damage. I'm sure I do.
Oh, yeah.
You took 1 away. Yeah, what's your threshold at?
4.
So we got 5 left now.
Yep. Reroll it.
2.
Reroll that one, too.
Reroll. Fine.
Right. I see nothing.
Now,
we can move if we want.
Next temporal unit, we can move.
Now, wait a minute.
How cost
this
you 2?
Turn,
does it if I'm by myself in that one, does it technically cost 2?
No, it's not moving alone.
You're moving with others to the same spot.
Okay. So temporal unit, and in this temporal unit, you guys act again.
So yeah, same.
Another attack.
Same
team. Get something better. That's something better.
2 blanks.
So that's
bad things happen.
No,
that was the other guy.
Actually. Luckily.
Oh, yeah.
Luckily.
What's he at?
1.
And I'm done acting. I can't. I'm paralyzed.
All right, so you take... No, you take no damage because...
Because it's 2?
It's only 2.
Okay.
What do you mean you're paralyzed?
When there's only 1 or 2 shields left?
Is it that shield? Is it the skull shield or blink shield?
Oh, I don't know. One
I'm assuming it's any shield.
I'm assuming it's any shield.
It says it shows gray and dark gray.
Oh!
Fuck him!
That manicore.
Item 26.
Item 26, please.
Lucas gets item 26.
Greenhouse was an awful place.
So now we have to still find, what, one?
Oh, it's amethyst as opposed to the ruby that we had earlier.
We're going
to
need them.
Amethyst found near the dead manticore in the greenhouse.
Well, we know where the ruby is, at
we
least.
We know that we need them.
That's
we
true.
Got one.
Where's
it's
the...
fat loot. We had to subtract its number and not add it. All that was left was to add it to the password.
Oh, shit.
So what? Well, how many numbers have we found of the symbols?
Just hang on.
2, 3, 5, 7, 8.
The amateur cryptographer. He always wanted to be.
Okay, but I need to know which symbol is the key.
That's the problem with a cipher. You gotta know which one to start with.
We're all in the center. The center has the stage door, and we need that key that you now have to open it to unlock this panel.
And we also get this token.
Yes. One.
That was... Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, you gained that token. Okay. Location E is a fucking thing we have to fight. And that's not a joke. The trap door now open. You descend the stone steps into a dark room, hearing primitive chants grow ever louder as you progress. The chanters await you in the room, shouting secular psalms as loudly as they can. You notice behind them a hole in the ground and possibly large enough for you to slip into. 5 shields.
All right.
Didn't we already see those things? It looks like the same room that we've died in last time.
To move this location.
Now we need 5. So who has the best? You got the best right now?
I got 3.
What the hell are we doing?
We're fighting.
Yeah.
So how many dice do you need?
I need 3.
I got 3.
Well, you need your meat shield.
We could expend a meat shield, but we might need him later.
Yeah, I'm going to save him.
There's some other tunes in that other place that's like 6.
Oh, fuck.
Did you just die?
I'm down.
So.
2.
And you got,
So that's a total of 4.
Yep. I lose 1.
You can use a meat shield if you want.
Yeah, you can.
Why don't you wait and see what Luke does?
Yeah, that's what we do.
I only have 1 die.
I'll go
you
then.
Can still do 2.
I didn't really land anywhere.
Ow.
Okay. Mm. So.
That's what's your resistance?
I 2.
Fuck!
Meat shield!
He's dead.
Or
so
1 health.
Shot.
I can just expend him to kill it.
Okay.
Alright. And then you need...
item number 16. Which is probably another one of these.
Probably location.
16 is a location.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay, good. So what does that give us?
Under the kiosk.
Location 16.
Which is where we're already at.
This is what we were fighting for last time, guys. This is the same that dropped us right where we were last time.
Was it?
Because if we won, if we got the other way, we got to location 16, I'm pretty sure. I remember hearing location 16 before.
We did have location 16, and it had,
we'd never had
more than 1 A card.
Maybe.
Location but we now have different symbols,
yeah.
So.
Since you guys already know, the tokens, the difference in the tokens simply make sure that the narrative is correct from position to position.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
You're going into the same room, but if you read that, it's going to say that you came from somewhere else.
Okay.
So,
go ahead and read it again.
Alright. To the left, a half-open gate grants you access to a flight of stairs that seem to lead deeper underground. Strong stench of putrefied flesh. Middle, closed gate bars your way to a long corridor, at the end of which you see a halo of light coming from the crypt. To the right, in the opposite direction from the other pathways, a narrow tunnel winds into the darkness.
Now we know in the middle. I'm assuming that's where we're all going. He's out. It's just the 3 of us.
Well, this is the gate. How do we solve a password?
We haven't figured that out. We have not figured out how to solve this password.
So then we can't really go there, and we're not going left
because
we'll die.
Remember, it just reveals.
We can go back through the catacombs, or go into the crypt and die like we did earlier.
Catacombs have monsters too.
Yeah, but they weren't as difficult.
What the fuck? I hadn't seen that one before.
What if we went here and only fought the last one?
We can do that. Yeah.
Because remember, he had something, but we just couldn't.
What?
I will point this out. I will only say this because I went back and looked at the cards. With that particular one, there was a card missing. It got screwed up in the mix, and there should have been one additional card, which showed 3 symbols, and it was 3 symbols of defeating the 3 monsters.
So you had to defeat all 3.
Correct. So before you guys go down that road, I thought I would let you know that.
Okay.
Because I was looking through and I was like, wait, when
did it didn't make sense to me why we were fighting things with something we've seen before. Yeah.
Yes, there was a, you were gaining these tokens.
Yeah.
And
you unlocked that last part.
Correct. So I'm not saying that it's not important. I already looked at it, but I'm not saying it's not important. I'm just letting you know that it would take all three.
So either way, we're going to have to fight things to get to that last dot. Or we can fight things to get back to, well, going through here isn't going to matter.
One takes you to the catacomb entrance.
We haven't gone down here.
No, we came from
you
here.
You came from there.
We came
once.
From here once.
Yeah.
Which was from...
the catacombs where you fought all the things.
Yeah, we fought a few things in the catacombs. They weren't like tough. We beat them pretty easily, but like
there's
one of
no place else on the map we haven't seen yet, right?
Realistically speaking, I think you have to solve this card.
Yeah,
you have to solve this card somehow.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
I have not figured out how.
But the thing is we probably have to go through the other location. We have to go through here, fight these things to get one of the other clues.
I'm saying, if nothing else, flip that over and look at it. Spend the one temporal unit to look at it and see if it makes any more sense.
To compose the code. Follow the instructions of the five pentacles.
Which you now have seen the five, I do believe.
We've seen eight.
No.
We've seen, we haven't seen
no.
one.
You're
seen
assuming
five.
That numerically...
Oh, you're right.
We've seen five.
Have we seen all five? Yeah, we have.
That's what I'm saying.
So we've seen
two, three, five, seven, and eight. I wish I got to figure it out.
Which I'd like to point out, it said the last one. Because Jeff's working on a cipher, and I think he's trying to run all permutations.
I can't help, can I?
Yeah, you can still deliver it with us.
Well, let me see what you got.
It's not there.
Because you literally have to have
it okay.
drawn. So.
These symbols in the middle, they were in a particular order on that photograph.
Yes.
So I'm wondering if that's the order these are supposed to go in. Because if you add 2 and 5, you get 7. 8 minus 5 is 3. I'm not sure. Son of a bitch. Southeast and go clockwise.
Assuming that's what it means.
The order of these symbols that were in the middle on the picture is 25783.
Read item. Yeah, you're right. So read item something. Hey, add these together. 2 plus 5 is 7, plus 7 is 14, plus 8 is what?
22.
Minus 3 is what?
19.
See what item 19
is. Read item 19.
Son of a
How'd
bitch.
How did you figure that out? Hold on.
Random action.
Okay.
Yep.
Oh,
son of a bitch.
Oh my god.
I made that way too hard.
It makes you feel any better. It only took me about 30 seconds after glancing at you.
Yeah.
There you go.
Okay. Read item number 319.
Son of a bitch.
Okay, so after about 10 to 15 minutes of us deliberating, we finally figured out the cipher. It says read item 19. It took us a good long while. I'm sorry.
If you're reading this, it's because you've just solved the Pentacles riddle. In red text underneath that, if this is not the case, you've taken this card by mistake. Back immediately.
Now we figured it out.
Okay, note that you'll have to be facing the gate under the kiosk to be allowed to read the rest.
That's where we're at.
That's where we're at?
Yep.
I'll get it set up.
No, I'm not.
Okay, well,
you're 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Hey, look, Jeff's here.
Hi, Jeff.
Wait,
we just lost. He had to leave. You had to wait for 5 time units for everyone to be there.
Yeah.
Oh, wait,
welcome back, Jeff.
Okay. But now at the end, we just go around, right? We don't go back to base.
If you have fulfilled all of the above conditions, turn this card upside down and read the instructions.
Did we?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. We're all there.
Read the instructions.
We didn't just look through the cards.
The resolution of the riddle. Read item 2578. Oh. 2 plus 5 plus 7 plus 8 minus 3 allows you to insert the correct code into the gate's lock. A few clicks later, the lock opens without issue. The hinges being apparently well-oiled. Now head to location 15 while changing your time captain as normal.
Which should be that code.
3.
Made me think way too hard.
Yeah, we just go around the circle.
I'm just going to go ahead and... let you read that, because when I went, I was looking at this.
Okay. The gate leads to a bridge overlooking a long pit from which you hear growls and cries. After crossing the bridge, you enter a crypt filled with gloomy chanting. Heavy atmosphere rules here. A pentacle is drawn on the floor. The young lady you saw in the day room when you arrived, the one who is painting, stands in the middle of it. She is completely nude and looks up toward you. On each side of her, the statue of a winged creature faces you, like a petrified guard. Ah!
Ugh, that's not creepy.
So people at home, there is some, I don't want to say this, strategically placed brush marks that cover up the nudity, just so you know.
Oh, take item 30. If you're in the middle of an emergency protocol, ignore this card. I think we're good.
I don't know what that even means, so no.
Oh.
We are in the middle of an emergency protocol.
Oh.
So you just ignore that card then.
Which, by the way, was
gives us
the card that you read earlier about him being upset and to take item 28.
Oh, okay, so we're not.
You're fine.
Yeah.
We're fine. What would you like to do? You've got two things and a naked lady.
I want to go to the left.
I don't want to go.
Me either.
Let's all go to the left.
Yeah.
All to the left. Yay! What do we got?
The pose, the mane, the wings, everything leads you to believe that this statue is ready to leap on you at any moment. In the space where each eye should be, you see a hollow ready to hold something. If you have two gems, the ruby and the amethyst,
we
take item 27.
So now we have to go back and get the ruby and come back here.
Or you could talk to her. Or you could look at this one, because what if you need three more gems?
We could leave.
We can leave and come back. We have plenty of TU now, because we started.
Yeah, we're just jacking around now. I would rather complete the narrative and see all parts of
it. Let's go to the dormitory, then.
Okay, let's just...
Yeah, yeah.
One.
Yeah.
Roll.
Roll.
One to not do an action. Somebody roll. Because this point is probably for score.
Yeah.
Two. One, two. You're in the dormitory, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You go to that card. You have to unlock it. That's a point.
Do you remember what we needed to unlock it?
Five
shields.
We would have got it.
Five shields.
Yeah, we would have got it. All of us together.
But how much time do we spend?
There's two.
There's two.
Okay.
There's it.
All right. Okay. So
just one temporal unit for that.
Yeah. Yeah, and you guys get two, three, and four.
Okay.
Taking that 400 being that close.
All right. The new captain needs to roll. How
Which
many
is Jeff.
Use?
You.
Two.
Two more.
Okay. We are back here, and we want to go to the exact same card, so right. One.
I want you to just come to life and kill us.
And we.
Item 27.
Item 27 for these two.
Once the two gemstones are placed in the hollows, a halo of light surrounds the two statues, accompanied by a buzzing and vibrations. The creature's wings seem to begin moving, then a black point materializes between the two sculptures. This point then fades into a cube-shaped item that falls to your feet. On one of its faces, an inscription reads, Temporalis Iter Oculus. Keep this item for a future adventure because you never know.
So cool. Okay, you want to go talk to the crazy lady now? Everybody move together.
Or do we want to do this before we...
Yes, let's go there before the crazy lady.
Okay, go to the other one first. What does it say?
Pose the manes, the wings, everything leads you to believe. Okay.
It's just a statue.
The other one.
So,
I think we got to go to the crazy lady.
Yep.
What does the crazy lady say?
Oh, we're locked.
Of course we are.
The young woman stands nude on one of the pinnacle's points. With a gesture of her hand, she invites each of you to take a place... on the other points. Will you follow her instructions? So if so, reveal.
And if not?
If not, there are two cases possible. If we own a token we don't have, we reveal.
Another card.
Another one. If you do not own it, reveal another card. So there should be three extras.
We have three options and we're locked. Really, all we can do
is two.
Follow her orders because we don't have any of those other ones.
We can do this one too. If you do not have those, then we can do this one.
Yeah.
Oh. So there should be two of the cards in there maybe?
So we get attacked. If we don't follow her order, she's going to attack. Okay. Now, we can follow her and go here.
Mm-hmm.
We can go here if we do nothing.
We can only have these two options because we don't have...
Yeah, you don't,
we don't
have
that
token.
So we can only do the first two. You either follow her or you don't follow her. And who is the time captain? Because it might make a difference.
He is.
Jeff rolled.
Well, technically, he rolled last time, so it's me.
So yeah. It's Lucas.
I vote not to follow her.
Lynn?
I vote not to follow her. She's crazy.
Jeff, nope.
You vote not to follow her, so you guys aren't following her.
We're not
so
following
it's
her.
This one?
Yes, sir.
Flip her over.
We are getting attacked. I told you it was going to happen. If you refuse the young woman's invitation, a man in a white robe and a hood rushes into the room and shouts at you. You can't refuse this historical moment. You're nothing but nutcases. You're good for nothing else. You recognize the voice of Dr.
Heisen.
Who now charges at you? Three blank shields, three skull shields.
It looks like we were the fourth person to make five patients, or whatever ritual it is.
Yup. That's how math works. Okay.
Three and three.
Yes.
Let me go first.
Okay.
I got some help.
No, let me go. Let me go first, because even if...
Oh, yeah.
He can't kill them.
Let him go first.
It's impossible for him to kill them, because of his character.
Oh, okay.
What the fuck am I
doing? Are you trying to roll your health?
Yeah.
It's been a mind trip. It's okay.
Two,
and you're going to lose one.
No, I'm not.
Because his threshold is what?
Four.
Yeah, he's good. Wow. He's hardy.
Legit.
I'll go next, because I got three dice for attacks. We're all together.
Three.
Ten, okay. Three.
One.
Let me try to finish them off, because I can regain health. Yeah. Fuck! Or you, I died.
Or you died.
Who's on the board, right?
What's your...
I got him.
What was your...
resistance.
Just in case it matters.
Two.
So you're...
No, you're fine.
He rolled two skulls.
Oh, yeah.
That's a three.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, hey, I got him, which reveals this card.
Yep.
Which is her. Now she's crazy. The young woman becomes hysterical. You have no right to prevent my release. No, the ritual must take place. As if by magic, she floats off the ground and dives at you. One black heart.
Ah.
Ooh.
Four skulls. Now, what do the black hearts mean?
Black heart means,
if we don't deal with it, it hurts us.
Yes. Every turn that you don't get rid of it, it...
So we do have to at least get one star to get rid of it.
Yeah. Oh, no. The red skulls go first. No.
No. No, it's okay. In order. You want to go first?
You want to go first, yeah, again, sure. Jeff?
Get some good numbers here.
Three.
Nice.
That's good.
And you're good with health?
Yeah. Yep.
There's three.
Three.
So we got her.
Zero blank.
Boom!
Okay, now we get item number 10. Mission successful! Huh?
Yeah.
Congratulations, you've reached the end of your tribulations. You foiled the dark plot of Dr. Hyacinth and his acolytes with gusto. The temporal fault has been avoided. Get ready to be transferred. Now we read that mission successful card.
Bob greets you as you exit the caissons. Contrary to his usual demeanor, he seems more than satisfied with your performance. All right, guys, not bad. I kept an eye on you during the mission. You made me freak out at one point, but you managed to set things right. I'm pretty happy that my recruits lived up to my expectations. Go calculate your performance so that you'll have something to show off in the cafeteria. Take item 28. You score the following points according to the number of runs needed to successfully complete the mission. So, you were on your third run, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you get 20.
No, you're on your fourth run.
Yeah, but it doesn't have a fourth run. 20.
All right.
You add 1 MP for each one remaining.
Each MP remaining?
Yeah. Deduct 1 MP for each one below 0.
Okay.
So you deduct...
3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. So we're at 6.
You're at 6. Okay. If you stopped after having read the mission failed card totaling points, but then deduct 5 MP from the total sum. So, realistically, you probably scored 1 point. But that's because we read a mission failed point that we probably shouldn't have read.
Yeah.
So it's your choice. You either have 6 points or 1 point, at which point you're supposed to note that here on the card itself. Fewer than 10 MP, you are slowpokes, and you are on potato peeling duty.
Yep.
Item 29. Actually, if you hadn't gone back to get that, it took you 10 points just to go back and get both those gems.
Yeah, yeah, but
you
would
not... Well, maybe.
But we also got that.
Know. That might just be another a plunger thing.
You run around in circles.
We've gotten that special item that we can use in another
game. But that item might be used for something that wastes points in a different game.
Okay. Now we can read this. Hopefully,
we never know.
So, item 29 is what you read now. You now receive beacons that you can keep from one scenario to the next. It's up to you to use them effectively, and their usage is simple. Break open the beacon, use the effect written on its back, then discard it. Each beacon can be used only once. The beacons are located under the plastic insert in your game box. Go get them. You gain beacons based on your team's credential level. So you guys were slowpoke, so you get 1 pink beacon.
Okay.
And you are now ready for 1992 NT, the Marcy case.
Yeah.
So these two items we can keep for our next mission.
Mm-hmm.
This is really cool.
So this was a really cool game. I hope hope you guys at home enjoyed it. I know it's going to be really jumbled and probably, hopefully, edited in a good way.
No,
visually, for you guys, we tried to explain everything. We can post pictures. I don't know if I want to do that, but because there's just a lot to post. Plus, a lot of people are going to be listening to this probably on the move, and you're not going to be able to stop and look at things. So
no, you don't use it. I mean, you post a couple of pictures. You don't have to post. I'm not going to ask Flynn to take a picture of every single card so that we post it in order.
I'm
saying take a couple of
Flynn.
Have some time tomorrow.
Either way, It was a lot of fun, Flynn. Thank you for
bringing
this out.
Yes, this was great.
Some more.
Yeah.
See, it's cool because now any one of us can go out and buy this game and get with another group and just be what Cody did.
Yeah.
stay tuned for mission number 2 because I'm going to do another one.
Yeah.